Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He's already in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now he's taking over for the Mavs.
The Mavericks have hired Rick Welts as new president and CEO of the team. The 71-year-old Welts was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2018 and previously served as an executive with the Phoenix Suns and Golden State Warriors. During his time with Golden State, the Warriors won 3 NBA titles. He sees that same type of potential with the Mavs.
I've seen this organization grow. I've seen it succeed. And I look forward to the next 20 years of the NBA as the most unbelievable growth opportunity any sport has ever had.
He takes over for Cynthia Marshall, who is retiring at the end of the year. She had this advice for the incoming CEO.
To enjoy the people, spend time with all of the employees.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Shreveport man took part in last year's carjacking and wounding of a cop. He now gets 30 years in prison. Retravian Polk pleaded guilty and let the judge decide his punishment.
I think they know and understand that, hey, when you call 911, no one else is coming but them, so we need to give them all the support they need.
That's Jaime Castro from the Dallas Police Association. Officer in an unmarked car near Bachman Lake. Man ambushed the cop, wounded him in the leg. The attackers stole the car, but quickly dumped it when they realized it's a cop car.
Well, police in White Settlement are now working with federal agencies to investigate some suspicious drones.
Calls started coming in just after 8 o'clock Tuesday night about drones flying near several neighborhoods in White Settlement and near some federal and military properties. Officers personally observed drones flying near Bomber Road, Silver Creek, and Las Vegas Trail. They tried to track down the person piloting the drones, but were not successful. White Settlement police say the areas near the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base and Lockheed Martin are both no-fly zones, so they're working with the FBI, NCIS, and the Air Force Office of Special Investigations to determine who was responsible for the drone flights. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the guys that took part in a murder of a former Oklahoma football player, Devontae Lampkin, he gets sentenced to a reduced term.
26-year-old Eric Garcia got a 28-year prison term for taking part in the murder and robbery of Lampkin. He pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of felony murder. Had he been convicted of capital murder, like his friend Antoine Franklin last week, he would have gotten life without parole. Garcia is the final of 3 men arrested for the setup robbery. Lampkin had been outside an Airbnb on Irving when he was attacked. Franklin was found to be the mastermind. Garcia admitted he played a role. The third person was acquitted. reported. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a Grand Prairie man has now been booked for a double fatal accident. It happened in Arlington Sunday night. 33-year-old Nathan Vaughn accused of driving off the road, hitting the man and woman who were on a sidewalk near Lamar and Corporate in Arlington. Both died. A combination of video from a traffic camera plus a tip led police to Vaughn. Police say Vaughn claims he thought he hit a utility pole.
AT&T getting tough with its office workers following Amazon's lead in the new year. AT&T wants all of its workers back at the office 5 days a week. No more hybrid or remote work. It used to allow workers to come in just 3 days a week. These new back-to-the-office rules begin again in January.
Russia's security service says it has detained a suspect in the killing of one of Vladimir Putin's top generals. The suspect, described as an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services to carry out the assassination of General Igor Kirillov, who headed Russia's nuclear and chemical weapons division.
I gotta say, he did it pretty interestingly, too. A very creative job.
It was a bombing and killed him, took him out. And it happened just a short distance. It was in Moscow. It happened just a short distance away from the Kremlin, adding to the embarrassment for Putin. They're going to bring in Beth Noble now. Beth is the former CBS Moscow bureau chief with us right now. Tell us what we know about this suspect and how he was taken into custody.
Yeah, I'm not sure we know a lot about how he was found, but the Russian officials have shown some video of him admitting to this crime. But in a very general sense, he says in Russian, that he was recruited by Ukrainian intelligence and they promised him $100,000. They had him go out and buy a scooter, and then they sent him materials to build a bomb and put it in or under the scooter and taught him how to shut it, turn it on. And that's what he did. And, they were going to get him out of the country, and clearly they didn't. So, it's pretty fast. And I don't know, I've been in and out of Russia for 30 years. And so I'm always a little skeptical about things happening so fast and people giving such clean confessions to things. So I guess we'll wait for the Russian justice system to play out and try to prove that this man is really the guilty party.
Maybe a little coercion there on the Russian side of things. Talk a little bit about... go ahead.
No, I'm just saying wouldn't be the first time that, people have committed, admitted to committing crimes and people have looked at them in Russia and said, I don't know.
Yeah. Did the United States know about this, or what are we saying about this assassination?
Well, America's officials have said that, they knew nothing about this before it happened. And that seems pretty credible to me, to do an act like this in Moscow. Takes a lot of planning and I'd imagine quite a bit of secrecy to make sure it didn't leak out to the Russians.
Was Ukraine thinking that Kirillov was up to something specific, or was this just let's take out a top military leader in general?
No, what's interesting is just a day before this assassination, Ukraine had accused this general Kirillov, of authorizing the use of some banned chemical weapons that the Ukrainians said were being put into ammunition that was hitting its troops. And the idea was to try to drive Ukrainian fighters out of trenches where they had taken up fighting positions. So this general was, called out by name as someone that the Ukrainians thought was a big problem.
What is Russia going to do about this? Obviously, they're pretty upset.
Yeah, they're very upset. I mean, one of the things that I think has been going on in Moscow since the war began is that people have been able to think that the war is kind of out there somewhere, but it's not affecting their daily lives. One of my American friends actually went to Russia just last week, just for a day, to renew a visa. And he said, I was there and I was walking around. I was looking in the restaurants. I was looking in the clubs. You'd never know that a war was going on, a couple hundred miles away walking through Russia. There's just not a lot of signs that this is a country at war. And that serves President Putin very well.
Putin can't be happy about this. I got to think that someone's going to go out a window as a result of this.
yeah, I'm sure he's irate about this. And we're going to hear something about it tomorrow because President Putin is giving his yearly press conference. He brings in hundreds of journalists from around Russia. If there are foreign journalists around, they get to come. And he will opine and take questions for hours and hours. These things last 3, 4, maybe even 5 hours. So I think we're going to hear a lot of vitriol from him about the Ukrainians and about how unjust this killing was. And then, you know, everyone's waiting to see what kind of military response is going to happen. But, you know, already Russia is doing so much in Ukraine. They're, you know, bombing them on a daily basis and using drones and using missiles. And, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see if they do things again, like lobbing a ballistic missile at Ukraine, which they did a couple of days ago.
Is this concerning for the United States that, as you mentioned, that maybe United States officials didn't know about this? And would they have given the all clear to go ahead and do something like this in Moscow, considering that we're giving Ukraine so much money?
You know, it's really hard to know, you know, what the U.S. might not have signed off on. I don't even want to speculate on that, not knowing what actually happened. But one thing we do know is that former President Trump has said that he'd really like to see this war end. And I think Ukraine and Russia would really like to see it end because they're both being ground down. It's been almost 3 years now. And so I think both sides, both the Russians and the Ukrainians, are trying to get the strongest position that they can before January 20th. So that if President Trump comes in and starts actually doing something active to bring this war to a close, that the Ukrainians and Russians are both working from the strongest position that they can possibly have as, you know, possible peace talks begin.
It's real good information. Beth, listen, thank you so much. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us. That is former CBS Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble with us here on KRLD.
Think about that assignment. In and out of Russia for 30 years. So she definitely knows the country.
She knows a lot. You mentioned this, and I'm the same way. You get up in the morning, grab your phone just to see what's going on, and then the next thing you know, 45 minutes later,
yeah, you're still in bed. You're scrolling through things, trying to catch up with everything.
And most of it's not good news, let's be honest. It's called doom scrolling. There's a name for it. Could all of that be contributing to brain rot, though?
Absolutely, in my opinion.
Oxford University Press selected brain rot as its word of the year. As a matter of fact, after finding its use increased 230% in the past year. They say, yeah, brain rot has increased due to low-quality online content.
Good Lord, is that right?
1,000% agree with that.
You find yourself looking at something so dumb, and you're like, what?
Let's bring in News Nation's Anna Kuiman. She's covering this and joins us right now.
How are you? Mike and Austin, nice to meet you guys. Nice to chat.
We're delighted to have
Sounds
you
like
on.
She's not suffering from any brain rot. That's right.
You seem
nice,
very
enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic, upbeat, and happy.
Seriously, couldn't Oxford University Press, couldn't they have come up with a better word for 2024, like rainbows or butterflies or unicorn? I mean, brain rot, it just sounds so disgusting, doesn't it? Had you guys heard this term before?
I have once or twice, but not to the point that it would be the word or phrase.
Oh, my grandma used to say, TV rots your brains.
I got that, too.
Yeah, exactly. It'll turn us into a skull of mash. I'm gonna school you. I'm going to learn everybody on this one. So it basically points to the worry that this endless doom scrolling of memes and reels and TikToks and other algorithms that have curated this content, it could be really giving us this brain rot. We know it's zapping our attention spans. I mean, you think about what we see on social media. What's so popular now are these short form videos. They're less than 15 seconds. And the ones that seem to get the most views are like 6 or under. Right? It's incredible. So I was wondering, I'm thinking, brain rot, is this a new term or what? I mean, have we come up with this because of this technology? And actually, it's not. So it certainly evolved from the days when it first was penned via Henry David Thoreau. So he famously used it in his book called Walden, and he warned humans about intellectual deterioration and oversimplification. That was back in 1854. So he's basically talking
what
about,
was he right?
guys, he's basically talking about dumbing down topics is making making us dumber. And then you got the iPhone in 2007 and all the cultural shifts from the pandemic and everything. There's no downtime. We got this phone in our pocket all the time. It gives us these dopamine hits. So, can you relate? I can relate.
Oh, absolutely.
Shared. Take it away.
It's like the movie Idiocracy.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, Henry David Thoreau, he didn't realize how prophetic his words were.
You said those six, some of these they're under 10 seconds. I mean, we just hit one after another, and we wind up losing IQ points in the process, I guess.
Yeah, well, exactly. And also then you start to feel bad about yourself because you're comparing yourself to other people or that type of thing, too. I talked to a media psychologist about all of it. He said these platform engineers are geniuses, basically, and that they're leveraging this psychological flaw that's in our limbic systems. Yes, there's a science behind it, and it has humans seeking these random intermittent rewards. So, you know, when you get on there, you're not sure, what am I going to get? And then, boom, there it is. And it lights up those little receptors in our brain, similar to the way that Vegas slot machines do. And, you know, when you pull down the slot machine, that up-to-down movement, it's kind of similar to that doom scrolling, isn't it, with your finger?
Absolutely. What kind of long-term effects can it have, or how can it affect your quality of life, I guess?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, what do you think about just in your own life? How does it impact you? What could you have done with those 45 minutes that you just said at the top of the segment?
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, I was bored, so I took a look at my phone, and 45 minutes later, well, what about the chores around the house? You know, interacting with your spouse, being present with our kids. I think we can all really hopefully learn from this. You know, we've got, a week from today till Christmas. If we can just ditch our devices for at least an amount of time that we set aside to be with our families over the holidays and be present, I think we could all learn a lot from it, especially because all these devices are going to be under the Christmas tree. You know that.
And I know you said 45 minutes, but I know for most people it's a lot more than 45 minutes a day. You get that thing at the end of the week. Every Sunday morning I get that thing. It tells you how long you spend
on
your phone on average per day for the preceding week. And I'm not going to tell you how much it is for me, but it's a lot more than 45 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, confession, right? It's confession time, you know, and not everybody gets that alert, but you can log into your device, I think in settings or something, to try to figure it out. So if people at home are curious how much time they're spending, they can do it that way too. But, you know, I imagine you guys reported on it a couple of weeks ago that Australia has recently passed
that ban
that's going to go into effect. They've got a year to get it into effect, but it will ban kids under the age of 16 from using social media. And some people think it's gone overboard, but there's a direct link, the people who are pushing for this ban, who says, look, you know, all the issues like cutting and eating disorders and bullying and just feeling bad about yourself overall, there's a direct correlation with those types of horrific thoughts coming into your mind and the introduction of social media. So they say, look, the research is out. Maybe it's overboard, but while we wait on the platforms to improve themselves, not just from a safety perspective, but also this brain rot perspective, I guess, that's what they felt like was the necessary action they had to take.
Very informative. Anna, it has been a delight having you on for the show for the first time. I'm sure we're going to have you on again in the future.
Very uplifting, even though it's a doomsday
when
topic.
We do get you on again, I want to make sure that we get the pronunciation of your last name correct, because I'm sure I butchered it going into this segment. It is?
Yeah, so it's Koyman, like
Koyman.
C-O-Y-M-A-N, and it's Anna, like Anna Banana.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.